July 24th, Thursday. Look at the tree. Mary said, yes, the wind is blowing the tree. Stop there. Stop it. Stop right there. I yelled at the wind. The wind not nice. A little later, he said, I want to see that picture. A little later, he heard an airplane flying by, and Ross said, Daddy, that airplane, that's the airplane. And then later in the kitchen, he was hungry. He said, I want bread. Then he began to throw a tantrum, yelled, screamed, was pretty obnoxious. Mary told him to please go down into the basement and have his tantrum there, because I wasn't interested. He asked for a peanut butter sandwich, and I said, okay, that was all right, I'd get him one. And I began to fix it. And he quieted down, and he said very nicely, I calmed down. I just calmed down. Later, Mary said, the movie was about a cross-eyed lion. Ross said, I hit lion. Mary said, that's all? You hit lion? The snake bad. The lion bad. Mary said, the lion bad? And then Ross changed his tone. He said, no, the lion nice. The big lion. The big lion nice. Mm-hmm. Like a teacher telling the story. No, like he was telling me the story that the teacher, you know, rehearsal.
What didn't you say the intonation earlier on was the lion bad? How was the intonation going, the lion bad?
I hit lion, the snake bad, the lion bad.
Okay, the
tense
is not bad.
Oh, yeah, okay, sorry. Lion bad? No. Lion nice. And then got real syrupy. Two times he said, I have to play, oh, excuse me, let me start over. I have play outside. I have to get my ball. So that's a... infinitive,
right.
On the second trial,
yeah.
But with a different verb.
Okay.
That was pretty clear. I go to Albuquerque. Mary said, you're going to pick up your daddy at the airport. Oh, okay, now I have to stop here and explain something. Jamie, the little next door neighbor boy, came over to visit, and he was here for a few minutes, and then they had to leave the house to go pick up his daddy. And Ross thought that was very interesting that Jamie was going to go pick up his daddy. And he kept on talking about, let's go get Jamie. Let's go pick up his daddy and junk like that. That was a couple days ago. I didn't record it.
Evidently, he figures that Jamie knows how to go pick up daddy.
Yeah, there's a real interesting connection between Jamie and picking up a daddy. So I said, you're going to pick up daddy at the airport, Ross said, I go see Jamie. Jamie going to pick up daddy. Pick up daddy with Jamie? And I said, no, not with Jamie. No, not Jamie. And Ross said, not with Jamie. Mary said, no, it's not Jamie's daddy, it's your daddy. He said, my own daddy? And Marky's own daddy, and you own daddy, and then he went through the whole thing again. That was a big deal. That's it.
Your
turn.
Oh, you got it. Okay. Ross said that the cabinet drawers. They said they're yelling at me. He meant that I can get in trouble if I close them, right? You know what he meant, Ross?
Yeah. They're yelling me.
I would yell at you?
Yeah.
Oh, what about the doors? Who's going to yell?
They're yelling.
Oh, Daddy's yelling at you.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. I thought you said the cabin doors are yelling.
You yell me.
No.
Why?
I like you.
You yell me.
I don't want to yell at you, no.
Why? You dare yell at
Mark? You want me to yell at Mark?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he do it.
Okay, Marky, you're bad.
Marky, you're bad.
Is that good? Did I yell enough? sit down, please?
Okay.
I'll make some more. I'll make some more. know where it is?
Yeah.
He said, I know where it is. You're looking for my glasses. Dad can't see without his glasses. And Ross said, Dad can't see it? Okay. Where is it, honey?
Downstairs.
It's downstairs?
Yeah.
Okay, well, I don't think so.
No.
No, I don't think so, because I didn't go downstairs.
You didn't get it?
What?
You get your glasses.
I'll get my glasses, but I don't know where they are.
Why?
I have to find them.
Huh?
I have to find my glasses.
In the chair?
No. And Ross said, you got him? You got him? Question. And then he said, you found him? And he said, they were right there. And I said, they were right there. And he said, right there? Were they right there?
On the chair.
No, they weren't on the chair. Where were they?
In the room.
Bedroom, right? Said, I finish. I all finish. Present tense. Don't hurt him. He was drying himself up with a little kitchen towel. Ross was going pee-pee in the toilet. He said, I can reach. And I thought he, by his intonation, he meant I can't reach. Instead of I can reach, he said, I can reach. And by the way, he did reach, so I'm sure he meant that. He didn't get any pee-pee on the floor, that is. Asked Ross if Marky wanted to go pee-pee, and he said, Marky, want to go pee-pee in the bathtub? Because Ross had just gone pee-pee in the toilet. He said, Marky, want to go pee-pee in the bathtub? And I said, Marky, you want to go pee-pee in the bathtub? And Ross said, he maybe. Sort of, yeah, he maybe does. Marky was coming over by the steps, and Ross said, Marky might fall, which is quite true, he might have, but he didn't. And then I said, yeah, Marky might fall, and Ross repeated again, yeah, Marky might fall. And that's his first use of an optative that I can think of. Did Mommy take me to Delma's? I think he means Mommy usually takes me to Delma's. Or Mommy will, that's something that Mommy will do, will you do it? Because he wants to go see Delma. You really want to see Delma, huh? Maybe you can see her Sunday night. And Russ said, I want my glasses, son. He means his sunglasses. And he said, I said, they were inside. And he said, I want it back. I mean, somehow would you give them to me anyway or something like that? I'm not sure. But he said, I want it back. Muscat. Want more Muscat? Want more music, you mean? Can you say music? Say music.
Musket.
Musket. A record. He said, I want the green one. The balloon. And I showed him.
Under.
You want to see marine?
I want to see marine.
Well, then if I can give him the Christmas record. And he said, no, not that one. Big record. As if the records differed in size. Which they don't. And then he said,
I showed him
a Lotto record. You want the little one?
Yeah.
I showed him the Lotto record. And he said, I want Maureen, because there's this girl in costume up there with braids. And he saw it. He said, I want Maureen. Is that Maureen? Where's Maureen? Right there?
Mommy's
there? That's Mommy. Where's Maureen?
There's... What's that?
That might be Susie.
Hmm.
Okay. I'm going to turn it off.
Yeah.
You said, you want to talk to the boy?
Yeah.
That's what Ross said. Say it.
The boy here.
Is the boy here? He, Ross thinks there's a boy in the tape recorder. It's Ross. Where's the one? I don't know where it is, Ross.
No. Why?
Picked up one of these little
placemats.
On TV? It might be on TV.
Yeah.
One of these placemats, and he's sitting whispering to himself, two flowers. Are there two flowers there, honey?
Yeah.
Show me.
Right there?
Where are the two flowers?
Right there.
Very good. The circle, he means that circle inside the record cover, and then he said to Marty, you can't have my circle. I think that you can't have must come from nursery school, because we understand that. I'm going to come back for Marty tomorrow. I say, Marty, him, mommy, come back. And what he wants to say is that mommy's going to come back for Marty, right?
Yeah.
Mommy, yeah. But he started off with Marty, and he couldn't say the sentence. Marty, him going to come back, etc. And he just was really frustrated. Okay, what do you mean to say, Ross? Is that we're jumping on the bed, and Ross said, I want more fells. I mean, I want to fall some more. And he said, I'm going to get you, get set, go with his little car. Anyway, the fells is interesting because it's the use of a verb as a noun, right? I was pruning the bushes, and Ross said, you do more noisy. That means you're going to use that noisy instrument some more. And then I said, a little later when Mary came home, I said, I'm late to go on my plane. And he said, Daddy's afraid. And all I meant was, I'm afraid in the sense I believe.
No, Marky. Stop crying. Then, Marky, go ahead and have some fun, please. Why not, I wonder? Here, now, Marky, I'm going to give you something really nice.
Yesterday, July 28th, Roth said, Grover Feld. That was while he was watching TV, Sesame Street, and Grover had fallen over. A little later, there was something on Sesame Street about with a little girl eating chocolate, and it got all over her, and I said, she got pretty dirty, didn't she? Ross said, yeah, he dirty. Later, Ross said, I got raisins. Daddy coming back? I said, not today. Ross said, tomorrow? I said, no. He said, today? I said, no. Ross said, tomorrow? And I said, no. And Ross said, The next Sunday? Anyway, so, Tuesday, July 25th. Ross had two hats on his head, and he said, "I have two hats." There, that's all about that, the written stuff, and that's it. Good time to record. This is July 29th. Mark crying, and I've noticed recently that, well, last night, that when he's crawling towards me or specifically wants me, he says, "Ma, ma, ma," like that. And other times he just plain old cries. So maybe I can catch the difference here. He's just crying. Now that's the "ma." Well, anyway, I'll do that another time when it's a little clearer. right now he's so silly that he doesn't know what he's doing. But other times he'll be fussing in the kitchen and then he'll come looking for me and he'll go, "Ma, ma, ma." Right now he just is doing everything. July 30th, Mark is playing on the floor.
Mama.
Papa.
Can you click your tongue? Watch Marky. Do that. Do that, Mark. There you go.
Rock.